What are your thoughts on going into the playoffs with this group of guys?
Oh, I'm proud to be able to play with this group of guys. I think that, you know, today was another sign of some resiliency, but a lot of it was, you know, some bad play early on by us, and we just had to really scratch and claw to get ourselves back on track. And, you know, everybody stay calm and cool, but, you know, it's one of those things we don't want to continue to do, especially not in the playoffs, and I'm sure we'll address it this week.
What do you attribute to the starts, too? I mean, once you guys get going.
Bad football, like, by us. Yeah. Just the players. When we're going to look at the film, we're going to figure out it's going to be one guy here, one guy there, one guy here, and guys just not doing their job and not doing it well enough. And, you know, when you're going against teams that really are trying, I mean, you look at that team. I mean, they were going for it on fourth down, fake punts. I mean, they were really trying to win the game. And we allowed them by not, you know, staying focused and really paying attention to details to get off to a great start against us.
Can you fix something like that quickly? I mean, it's been kind of a pattern, the slow start.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's definitely fixable. I mean, a person's play can be fixed. It'd be different if we didn't have the type of skill or the type of, you know, personnel to be able to make it happen. We definitely do. And it shows the other three quarters of the game when we were able to do it. So it's definitely fixable.
You have to make sure you guys don't get into a pattern where you don't kick in any gear until you feel like your back's against the wall.
I'm sure, like I say, I'm sure it's going to be addressed this week. You know, again, going into the playoffs, we can't allow that to happen. We just can't. And so I'm sure the coaches are going to go back and figure out what they can do better. And honestly, the players need to go back and everybody needs to address it one-on-one with themselves and say, you know what, we got to do better and we can't allow these things to happen. And when we watch the film, we're going to see that it's a play-by-play, you know, situation where each player can do better.
How do you carry the momentum from the latter part of the game through the bye week and into your next playoff game?
Continuing to try to get better. You know, really not focus on all the stuff around us, not be concerned about who are we playing and those different things, because those things will take care of themselves. Really for us, it's really this week is to continue to figure out the things that we're not doing as well, starting the game, playing 60 minutes, you know, some areas of our game that we're not doing as well, and really focus on those this week.
How do you feel about where you are right now? I think you're the only guy to go wire to wire this season, 16 games.
I'm happy about that. I mean, you know, not knowing what the situation is going to be for me as far as coming in here, but, yeah, I'm excited about that. That's definitely one of my goals, is to play all 16, and it has happened. So, as you know, it's a good feeling to be able to now. I want to finish it out, so, you know, I definitely want to be able to play better the next game, next football game, for sure.
What's it mean to be a Patriot? What is it?
For sure, it's definitely professionalism. Everybody cares. And I think that's one thing that I love about this locker room, love about being in this area, is that everybody cares what the end result is. And I've been in a lot of places where people only care about themselves. I think this is you can definitely tell that this community, the fan base, and really the team really cares about winning and for each other.
Along those lines, how happy were you guys for Gronk to get the record there at the end?
You know, it's, you know, you really don't try to focus on individual things, but you're definitely excited for a guy like that, because all he does is come and play football. That's all he does. I've never met anybody. There's only been a few people in my life that you never see a sad face on him at all. Every time I see the guy, he's smiling. You wonder why he's smiling, but, you know, you wonder what's going on in his head, but you know for sure that guy's always in a good mood. He's always happy, and he loves football, and that's something that you can be excited about.
What's one thing that you could tell young players, rookies, about the difference between regular season football and playoff football?
Everybody's good, and your preparation has got to be at its best, period. I mean, you're going to win football games a lot of times Monday through Saturday. The games, the days you have leading up to that playoff game is when you're going to win. That's when you're going to get your advantage. And you can't look at it as one of those things where you can party hardy and be excited to be there. It's got to, your preparation, the way you perform, the way you take care of your body, has got to step up to another level.